Matt Carthy, I'm talking to you here in the European Parliament, but of course you will be going to the ploughing championships on Thursday. There was a hope that the beef disputes would be over by the time the ploughing championships started, but even though there was an agreement reached at the weekend, not all the farmers are happy with it, and neither are you.
Well, the agreement in itself was absolutely a step forward. The meat industry were pushed further than they ever intended to go in terms of the concessions that they made during the process of the talks. And I think there was a lesson in that in terms of the united front that the farm organisations put on. But it's clear that the reason the meat industry were brought to the point that they have been is because of the protests that were mounted by farmers right across the state. The farmers didn't want to be on the protest lines. They didn't want to spend their busy summer months standing on picket lines. The reason they were was because their livelihoods are under threat. They've been pushed to the pin of their collars, and they needed to highlight and shine a light on the inequalities that exist within the market that they operate within. So an agreement has been reached, and there is now the basis, in my view, for the protest to come to an end. But in order for that to happen, we need to see the factories take a unilateral move to increase the base price, because that goes to the core of the issues. The department argued that price per se couldn't be discussed at the talks themselves, so it is now up to the factories to increase the base price to allow farmers to be able to call off the pickets and to allow this matter to be resolved and to start the process of rebuilding trust between
just on the protests themselves. People assumed that after, you know, long marathon talks at the weekend, when there was apparently an agreement reached between the various farmers groups and the meat industry, that the pickets would then be called off and the farmers would accept that there was an agreement and they wouldn't do the pickets anymore. But that hasn't happened among some farmers and some of those groups representing those farmers.
I've met farmers on numerous pickets over the past number of weeks. They are absolutely exacerbated. They feel that if this isn't got right now, that their livelihoods will end, that they will no longer be able to continue farming. It is that important. And we have to remember that these are the family farmers of Ireland. Most of the towns and villages that I represent wouldn't exist were it not for the network of family farms around them. They're the nearest thing most of those towns and villages have to an industry. So they're not going to, it is apparent now for all to see, move from the picket lines until they can be assured that there has been a seismic change. It all now lies, in my view, in the hands of the factories. The factories can take an initiative to increase the base price that they're offering and therefore resolve this matter once and for all. It's my view that if they are imaginative and flexible in terms of increasing the base price, that we will see this matter being resolved. And as I say, we can start to see the trust rebuild between the factories and the farmers, because that trust has diminished. If it's there at all, it's minimal.
But some farmers' groups and many farmers who were represented by those groups agreed with the outcome of the talks, and aren't the minority of protesters now damaging those farmers who now want to make sure that they can get their beef into those factories and start getting paid for those?
I want to see the protest lifted. I want to see this matter resolved. What I'm saying is that the avenue is now available to resolve it in conjunction with the agreement that was reached over the weekend. If we see a little bit of flexibility in relation to the factories, remember, all of the beef factories right across the state are making huge profits. They are all very profitable. So I think a bit of flexibility and imagination and a bit of ingenuity on their part to increase the base price that's been offered will resolve this matter. And we see at the moment where factories are closing down or they're shutting down operations, rather than using those type of tactics, a little bit of flexibility will resolve this matter once and for all.
What about the other people whose jobs are now on the line? We know that some of those meat processing factories are putting people who have been working in there on notice. Some of those would be in your own constituency, I would imagine. What would you have to say to those people who potentially now will see their income slashed and perhaps who will lose their jobs as a result of those protests?
Yeah, I'd argue that what the factories are doing is the classic corporate tactic when faced with disputes of this kind. And in this instance, it's about pitting low-paid workers against low-paid farmers. And we're not going to fall into the trap of pointing the finger of blame. The move to lay off workers and to close down plants is actually nonsensical when actually a gesture on price by the factories can actually allow full operations to return. And that's where I think the pressure now needs to be placed.